A growing number of primary care providers in Vermont are changing how they operate and charging patients membership fees to belong to their practice. Those fees allow clinicians to see fewer patients and offer those who can pay more one-on-one attention. But there is already a shortage of primary care docs in the state, so the trend could pose challenges for everybody else. Vermont Public's Lola Dufour is here to talk with us about the rise in concierge medicine and direct primary care. Good morning, Lola.
Hey, Jen. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Okay, so quickly, there are two types of membership-based healthcare practices, direct primary care and then concierge medicine. What is the difference?
Yeah, so both charge membership fees. In a direct primary care practice, that fee usually covers basically everything you're going to get from that provider. In a concierge practice, on the other hand, you're going to pay that fee and your insurance is going to get billed on top of that. That's the basic difference, insurance. Direct primary care also has a reputation for having lower fees than concierge medicine, but that's not always actually the case. The cheapest membership fee I found in Vermont actually happened to be concierge.
Well, Lola, why are more primary care doctors opting for this membership model?
Mostly because they're burned out. That is what I heard over and over again. Reimbursement rates are much lower for primary care than they are for specialties. And so primary care providers often have to really pack their schedules to keep the lights on at their practices. That means they don't get to spend a ton of time with their patients, which is really frustrating. With revenues from membership fees, they're able to get off that hamster wheel and spend more time with individual patients. Direct primary care also, as I mentioned, they don't have to deal with insurance, which removes a huge administrative burden for providers.
Well, more time with patients certainly sounds like an upside, but where there's an upside, Lola, there's typically a downside. What is that here?
Yeah, well, it's fewer patients, right? When your typical primary care doc goes concierge, they usually cut the number of patients they're going to see by more than half. That is usually hundreds of patients who now have to look elsewhere for care. Meanwhile, we have this existing shortage of primary care docs, so those patients might have a hard time finding someone else or might face really long wait times. And, you know, even though a lot of providers in Vermont who are going the membership route are keeping their fees relatively affordable compared to a lot of their national peers, think $100 or $200 a month, you know, that might be accessible for some middle class families, but that's still money a lot of people can't afford. And so the kinds of patients who opt into this model, they're necessarily going to be more privileged than those who can't. And, you know, experts I talked to said it is those patients who are going to need or most likely to need that extra attention that, you know, they cannot opt into with this model.
Is this a Vermont problem, Lola, or more of a national trend?
It's both. These kinds of practices are still in the minority nationally, but they are growing at an exponential rate. I talked to a Harvard researcher that found an 80% increase nationally between 2018 and 2023 in membership-based practices. And here in Vermont, the organization that represents independent docs told me that over 20% of their members have gone the concierge or direct care route.
Are most of these practices independent?
You know, a lot of them are, particularly in direct care, but not all of them. And a really interesting part of this phenomenon is how many primary care docs are joining larger corporate chains when they go concierge. The Harvard researcher I talked to mentioned that this was one of his most striking findings, given that doctors who go this route are often looking for autonomy. But he found a sixfold increase in corporate affiliated practices that go, you know, the membership route. And we are seeing evidence of that trend here. MDVIP, for example, is this private equity owned company that operates the largest network of concierge docs in the country. And they now have six doctors in Vermont, half of them joined within the last year.
You've been hearing from health reporter Lola Dufour. Lola, thank you for stopping by Morning Edition and for your reporting.
Thanks so much for having me, Jen.